Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, issue 129. Today is Friday, March 12th. Good morning, everyone, and congrats on making it to Friday. The true end of an era. In a rollout that started earlier this week, Netflix finally started to crack down on account sharing. Users who are watching on someone else's account may soon see a message that states, "Start your own Netflix for free today. If you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching." The viewer will then have an option to verify that they are in fact the owner by receiving a verification code, or they'll be locked out. Considering that a reported 35% of millennials share passwords, this new change might hit some users hard. 5,000 days of dedication pays off in a big way. The digital artist, Beeple, has been creating a new piece of art every single day for the last 13.7 years, and recently he started selling his images as NFTs. Over the past few months, some of his works have appreciated at rates over 10,000%, creating a huge demand for valuable pieces. That certainly didn't stop yesterday when he sold a mosaic of his first 5,000 pieces entitled Every Days, The First 5,000 Days, as an NFT for $69.3 million. That's a lot of money. How much surveillance is too much? With the privacy issues hitting the news every day, lawmakers are finding themselves unsure of what lines to draw. Recently, the practice of automated license plate readers being used has come under fire as the system observes tens of millions of vehicles around the country each day, leading to warrantless access of information to help catch criminals. But is that enough justification to continue? With error rates of up to 10%, innocent people have found themselves in court for crimes they didn't commit. Facebook files for the court to flip. Yesterday, Facebook filed a motion with a federal judge to officially request the antitrust lawsuit filed against it by the FTC in 46 states to be dropped, stating that the FTC utterly ignores the reality of the dynamic, intensely competitive high-tech industry in which Facebook operates. New York Attorney General Letitia James responded by simply saying, "Facebook is wrong on the law and wrong on our complaint." Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, the 90 Second News team.